Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News. It's me, Chris Pajak. That is Ross Chanley, and we're here to talk about all the talking points around Liverpool Football Club today and over the last 24 hours. Ross, Paul Glatzel signed a new long-term Liverpool contract. 18-year-old striker has put pen to paper on a deal at Melwood on Wednesday as he continues his rehabilitation from a long-term knee issue sustained during the Reds' pre-season tour at Tranmere Rovers on July the 11th. This is another one where Liverpool have signed someone up who's had a bad injury, but you know, Paul talks on LiverpoolFC.com about being really happy with this. He's obviously having his recovery at Melwood as well, which I think is quite good. This is Liverpool securing the services of who they believe is a really good talent early on in his career, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a couple of things to this I think quite encouraging. The fact that, you know, he said the injury is kind of similar to Chamberlain. The club are putting faith in him, aren't they? And, you know, kind of supporting him through a tough time. I know they don't have to reward him with the contract necessarily, but they've seen signs of him improving, you know, being a prospect and saying, you know, we trust you to do what you do. Get back fit and you might be a part in the first team by the looks of it in the very near future. And the fact that it's a bit of a shifted mentality as well, because so much of the past couple of weeks have been about Bobby Duncan. Mm. He's in a very similar situation and is probably, you know, on talent-wise, are probably pretty similar. Yeah. He could have done what, you know, what Bobby Duncan did, jump ship, but obviously his agent's not a bit of a prick, so he kind of stayed, got his head down and cracked on with his work.
Yeah, and there's some nice quotes here actually from LiverpoolFC.com. I was disappointed to get my injury at the start of the season, but it's a great feeling. It shows that the club have got faith in me. Now I can just focus on my rehab and getting back on the pitch. I've been at the club for so long, I just wanted to keep going and see where it takes me. Hopefully I can crack on now and keep going. The contract makes it easier. Mentally, it's good to be able to focus on the rehab and know that there's people that have faith in me and they know I'll come back from my injury strong and I'll be ready when I'm back on the pitch. And this just ties into him being at Melwood and doing his recovery at Melwood for me, because I think he can sort of see that, you know, he's not gone to do his rehabilitation at Kirby. He can see the team and the squad of players that he's trying to get back to. So, you know, you go in every single day and you're working on that rehab, and it must be very difficult for a young player to go through this. It's probably going to be about 8 months before he's back playing football and stuff. But having the first team in and around him and being able to see what he's working so hard for must really help him with his recovery. Seems very clever again.
Yeah, I think he nails it on the head there with mentally. If you get an injury, particularly at such a young age, we've seen clubs be pretty ruthless of just like kind of washing their hands of players and going, well, you've had that injury now, it's too long for us. But Liverpool, again, have come back, and like you said, for him just to sit and watch and be in the presence of those players and to talk to them, and you know, they'll have words of encouragement. They'll have people like Chamberlain, Bruce that have been through that.
Yeah,
I've just been through that and gone, actually, you know, it's all right, you can do this, you can do that, and just keep them entertained. I think, you know, from his point of view, like he says there, he was probably worried of thinking they might get rid of me here because it's a huge injury. But like he says there, he can concentrate on rehab, concentrate on getting back, concentrate on around with his teammates, and you know, it's all good. Made up for it,
excellent,
to be honest.
Okay, we'll move on to the next story then. This one's coming from The Mirror, and it's Dave Maddock, actually a friend of the show. The title, When Liverpool Expect Alisson to Play Again After Goalkeeper Returns to Training. Now, we picked up a little bit on this yesterday. Empire of the Cop sort of took the story on and quoted some of the things that we're going to talk about today. I'm just going to go down and find exactly what it was I wanted to draw your attention to. The injury was assessed as a grade 2 tear with a prognosis that he could be sidelined for around 6 weeks. Alisson is now on course to return within that time frame. Akhtarbek is cautious about putting a set date on the keeper's first team comeback because of his need to build up fitness, but the Brazilian has been working hard to build up his condition. Ali has been working with Dave Ridings in the gym a lot to improve the strength and to keep the fitness levels up. Now, Empire of the Cop go on in their article and say that the pencil there maybe is an MK Dons. Now, for me, I don't actually think that's a good shout. I think maybe you get to the international break, something like that, if you can, if Adrian's in good form. Where do you sit on this one?
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because he's so instrumental to the side, because he's such a good goalkeeper. As I think as a fan, you want him back. But as you said there, don't rush him back for the sake of it and don't aggravate an injury because, you know, a grade two is pretty serious. Don't just rush him back for the sake of having a goal. If Adrian's sound, and hopefully he's learned from his mistake at Southampton, then why go and do that? And I'm also in two minds as well, which is how fit does a goalkeeper need to be? Do you know what I mean? But I suppose if you've got loads of jumping to do, you're putting pressure on your legs, aren't you?
So, it's calf, isn't it? Yeah, it's one of the biggest
ones. You've got an accurate, and you know, he's obviously prone to a save of the cameras and stuff like that, so maybe you don't want to go and do that. And I'd rather have him back in 6 weeks than have him back, like I think you said this yesterday on Reds News, than get him back and then be out for another 2-3 months.
Absolutely. Okay, next one. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain's been speaking to Sam Williams at LiverpoolFC.com. He says, I've got one more box left to tick. Now, he obviously has been back in training since the back end of last season after his own injuries and issues that he had. This one box that he's got left to tick, I'll just find exactly where it is. The one thing I haven't done is string matches together. I haven't had that chance yet, so that's sort of the next step for me, to play and recover and be able to play and play again all in the same week and keep going from strength to strength. That's the one thing I haven't really ticked off, but I feel like I'm in a position to do that. He's come back, he's had minutes, he's had starts, but he's right, he's not strung three games in a week together. I don't think he will do for quite some time, if I'm being perfectly frank with you, but the fact that he knows that that's what he needs to do to get to where he needs to be is absolutely brilliant. And Liverpool do miss Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Yeah, I think he's... It's good that he's not resting on his laurels and he's setting himself new targets. I think you're right. He's not going to expect to play 3-4 games at the Premier League season started off. I think there's players in a better physical conditioning for a start and form. He's resting Gideon Hendo's kind of hard. But the fact that he's come back in, he's played the way he has so far, for me, he's been encouraging. You know, 20 minutes here, 30 minutes there. I think he might have played for England at some point during the week.
So I believe so. He was called up. I definitely know that.
But I was annoyed when he was called up because we've seen that so many times before when people are coming back from injuries and need time to recover. And they go away and they get injured, but he's come through that and, you know,
I think my initial thoughts on that were I was annoyed as well, yeah. But having seen some of the videos of him being in and around the camp and some of his posts on social media and stuff, yeah. He seems to enjoy it. And that's obviously, we forget sometimes that, you know, it's not about us and whether we like international football. It's about the player. And Alex clearly likes to play and represent his country. And I tell you what, right, and maybe I'm being slightly hypocritical here, but if I was good enough at anything to represent my country, I'd damn sure like to do it as well, you know.
Yeah.
Even though Liverpool would be first and foremost for me, you can understand that having that honour, to just being good enough to represent your country at something, might be something that does tick a lot of boxes for a player. And Alex seems to enjoy that. He seems to enjoy being in and around the squad for the first time in 18 months, 2 years. And again, it's just a little nod for him to say that his recovery is going well, and that the manager is still thinking of him. So you can understand mentally how that would help him.
Yeah, I think, you know, he'll be looking at these next few fixtures and stuff. We're playing twice a week, quite a lot, between now and Christmas, and probably even after Christmas. You know, he's going to aim out game time for himself there and think, oh, I fancy a bit of that, and, you know, injuries might take their tolls, and he needs to be fighting fit and raring to go when he is needed. And on the England thing as well, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing, but he's come through that and he's been fine. So if he's played 20 minutes, half an hour, you know, twice in the space, that's great for him.
Yeah, because we might not have had those 20 minutes after that. Well, we didn't, because we didn't have any games. So, next story, Chris Bascom from The Telegraph, this telegraph.co.uk. And it was all about the state of Napoli's dressing room. Obviously, we go away to Naples on Tuesday. We play them in their stadium, the San Paolo Stadium, apologies. Napoli coach Ancelotti has issued a statement condemning the state of the home dressing room ahead of forthcoming games, including Liverpool's visit on Tuesday. The Italians played their first two Serie A games as the renovation were continued. Away from their stadium, but Ancelotti's furious at the slow pace of the work. I've seen the state of the dressing rooms at the San Paolo. There are no words. There was words. He said them. And this is the state of the dressing room. Apologies for anybody who is listening to this, but as you can see, as the video is going through, we can see building work going on inside the Napoli dressing rooms. There's scaffolding inside their dressing rooms. There's nothing on the walls. There's plug sockets hanging out. There's walled panels off the side. And they're going through now, and you're about to see a load of plug sockets that are just hanging off the walls and stuff. Now, just to confirm here, this is not the away dressing rooms. This is just the home dressing rooms. We're going to go back onto the Chris Bascom article now, and if we scroll down right to the bottom of that somewhere. However, Liverpool have been informed the away dressing room is not affected by the current building work, and their facilities will be the same as when they visited last season, suffering the feat in the ageing venue. Nice way to end that, Chris. Thanks for that, mate. Good. quite frankly. And apparently this will be all sorted by Sampdoria. The building firm have come out and have said that, you know, the deal was that they were going to hand it over on Friday. It's still the case. It's about 70 hours away from the game when the video was recorded and the statements were made and stuff. But it does look like this is a bit of a mountain out of a molehill. Personally, I was involved in the setup of a restaurant 3 months it was given, and 3 days before the restaurant went live, it looked well worse than that. And it was incredible when the builders have got a deadline, what they can actually do. Because this building firm actually got, it went 24 hours. They did 2 12-hour shifts, night shift, day shift, and they got like 6 days, 7 days worth of work done in 3 days. It was absolutely incredible. So I've no doubt that Napoli will be there, and maybe Ancelotti was disappointed. Of course he will be, because maybe he doesn't understand the procedures and how this stuff works.
No, it's just a kick up the arse, isn't it? He's going to want that ready for Sampdoria, they play at the weekend, and obviously when they play Liverpool. It's a massive thing for footballers, isn't it? When they're being pampered and they're used to luxury and stuff, and particularly mentally before they go into a game, you don't want poor plugs hanging off out the sockets and stuff like that before you go into a Champions League game, because you know, it will affect players, won't they? If they're not comfortable, they're not in the prime, they've got everything that they need. You know, the drama queens, aren't they? And they won't be happy. And he's quite right to kick off, to be fair. But he's obviously not seeing a 60-minute makeover and what you can do in an hour.
True, yeah. Next story then, Keanu Hoover has been left out of the Champions League squad. That happened a week or so ago now. But apparently he's not concerned about it. He wants to be in and around the first team. Dave Maddock reported in pre-season, I think it was, that Klopp would use him along the back line and give him opportunities this term. He's not worried. In fact, if anything, it makes him want to go out there and make sure that he does get into the next Champions League squad and stuff. So again, a bit of a mountain out of a molehill in this one. I don't think it's a real big issue. They've got a really good squad, and Keanu Hoover hasn't made it. It's kind of a good thing.
His attitude's the best thing towards that. That's probably the best response that he could have given. You know, again, they come back to mentality. You know, Paul Glatzel's attitude, and you know, we compare that to Bobby Duncan. Again, you can do it here. You know, 70 years old, he probably knows that's too far for him. He probably looks at the defenders that are in front of him, thinking, "Well, I wasn't getting there anyway." But the fact that it's someone's come up with a story and says, "Oh, you know, you weren't asked about it," then fine. Yeah. Good, you know, and again, that attitude to say, well, you know, you do something wrong or you don't make it somewhere, get your head down, go again, make sure you get into the next one. That's the perfect response and what I want from him.
Absolutely. Last story then, Real Madrid, lining up at £187 million bid for Liverpool winger Mohamed Salah.
Why not round it up to 200? We got 187, it's a bit of a random.
It probably was about €200 million. Oh, that's okay, what they've probably done. That's how I always seem to find that those stupid prices come from that. So yeah, I think if you go down in the article, this is from sportsmole.co.uk. I've no idea if these are good at breaking news stories or not, but that's not very good at it. There is a suggestion that Perez will be willing to spend £187 million on the Egyptian international, as well as matching his current wage at Anfield. I'm sure they do want him. But the fact of the matter is, Liverpool are a better club right now than Real Madrid. And I don't know that Mohamed Salah would want to go there. And I do think that Liverpool can make sure that people don't go, because you've got a chance of winning the biggest and the best trophies at Liverpool Football Club. And this just looks like what it always looks like. Our best players are being linked with Real Madrid or Barcelona again, because they think of themselves as the biggest clubs in world football.
Yeah, and we continue to break records as well, and you know, it's arguably part of the best Liverpool side, you know, certainly that I've ever seen, or you know, in Liverpool's history. So why would you want to go and leave that to Real Madrid, who questly in transition at the minute? You know, they brought Zidane back, they bought loads of players, and they're trying to get rid of half of them still, and they can't get rid of some of them because they're on massive wages and stuff. So, you know, where would he fit into that side? He'd have to sell Bale, I'm guessing. They've just bought Hazard. You know, they've got all the players there that are taking up those positions. It's just one of them. It's just going to keep coming round. All year long, isn't it? And all summer, and all next summer, if he stays, signs a new contract, it'll happen again. No, you're not having him.
You're not having him, mate. So, Si, let's get into some of the comments then. Have you got anything on the Paul Glatzel stuff to get us off?
Yeah, Michael Walker said, better than Duncan, him anyway. And Dan the Man said, FSG, shrewd contract management, extend them when they're injured.
I love that, Dan the Man. I agree with that completely. I think it's win-win for both parties. In fact, I talked to Simon Hughes about it. That show will be out later on Redmen TV's YouTube. I agree with that. I think it is shrewd. It's win-win. You get the bump in the player, and you get to really make him happy, the fact that there's a lot of trust going in there, but also you probably get him for a little bit cheaper and stuff. So, absolutely agree with that one. Anything on any of the other topics there?
Paul Young said, leave Alisson out for the full 6 weeks this early in the season. And he could be out for the rest of the year if we rush him back in the team, and it might go properly next time.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. As long as Adrian's form is fine, then I say just keep him right. And I think we've said that as well. Have you got another one for us, mate?
Dan the Man again says, John Henry wondering what they're smoking over there at Real Madrid.
He is right. It's true, though.
The same stuff they have done for the past 3 years, probably.
Yeah.
You know, that story didn't come out again, and it'll be Mane. or it'll be Bobby, or it'll be someone else. You know, it's. But funny enough, that report just says, according to reports in Spain, doesn't actually cite anything, does it? So. They get clicks, don't they, Salah and Real Madrid? Yeah.
It's true, and it always will do, unfortunately, and it is going to rear its ugly head, and we just have to be able to ignore it and forget all about it. Anyway, that has been Red Men News' daily news today. Thank you very much for watching. Like the video, subscribe to the Red Men TV news and the normal YouTube channel, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. Start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.